good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff. And our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. Right now, you can get a great deal on a John Deere tractor, implement. They got a full service department, parts department. They can fix you up. And they are now officially the new Ego Electric handheld attachment dealer. They also have ride-on zero-turn mowers, riding mowers, all electric. Go up and see them. They got them in stock. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. Or you can give them a call. Their phone number is 530-226-9226 or catch them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Ta-da!
There you go. What do we got going today, Aaron?
Well, today... Okay, so we finally have three shows on the transgender thing, so I made a tab at the top of the website.
Oh, they qualified for a tab.
Not really,
man,
but...
they're getting into everything.
In my dream, they qualified for a tab because this is just such an important topic. And I've been trying to do stuff on this for, I don't know, like 6 or 7 years, and I think our very first one was with Walt Heyer back in 2016. It's been that long ago, and yet nobody, well, I shouldn't say nobody because we found two other people. People don't like to speak out on this issue because they are so demonized. I don't even know if that's a good enough word. They just get attacked. So even if they have points to bring forward on the issue, they just get vilified. It's I don't know. It's got to be exhausting. So today we're speaking with Aaron Friday regarding the California initiative to protect kids from transgender ideology. And so I guess there's like no more out front thing than like you're running an initiative in a giant state. That's kind of obvious. I guess you're not in favor. And Katie Gorman decided to sit in with us because she is the co-chair. So...
yeah, I'm the co-chair of our Shasta County chapter of Moms for Liberty, and I'm the Shasta County lead for Aaron Friday's initiative here in Shasta County. We've been gathering signatures for a good while now. We're doing pretty great here in Shasta County, our red county.
It's kind of all over the place. I was at a meeting up in Siskiyou County Thursday, and that came up in their topic list. It's kind of out in everybody's... And you know, the people who have looked at this and gone, what are we doing as a society? So it's like people are pretty happy about that. A little bit about Erin. She is a licensed California attorney. She's a lifelong Democrat whose daughter used to believe that she was a boy. She co-leads the Western region of Our Duty, an international group of parents and allies who are fighting to protect children and vulnerable adults against gender ideology. She's also on the executive committee for ProtectKidsCA.com, a group that is proposing a California ballot initiative to stop gender interventions on children, remove males from female spaces. Hello, how does that have to require an initiative? And remove them from girls' sports and bar schools from secretively socially transitioning children. Another thing you would think would be common sense. She's authored articles in the Wall Street Journal, Daily Signal, Ohio Press, Epoch Times, Our Duty Substack, Postmillennial, and For Parents of Inconvenient Truths About Trans. Ooh, but she gets some pushback on that one. She is in several documentaries, including the Daily Caller's documentary called Groomed and the Epoch Times documentary called Gender Transformation, The Untold Realities. She's been on News Nation, Fox News, Fox and Friends, and pretty much everywhere to discuss this California initiative and California bills just over time. She's frequently found in Sacramento fighting bills that erode parental rights and force parents to subject their children to gender interventions and proposing bills that return parental rights. She's behind many of the parental notification policies being adopted at schools to stop the secret social transitioning of children. And I bet you're super popular in Sacramento, and probably what Scott Wiener is like your major foe.
Well, they love it when I show up.
I bet they do.
There's a collective sigh.
Oh no,
not the sigh.
Yeah, it's even more fun when Chloe Cole, who is the young detransitioner from the Sacramento area. I don't know if your listeners know, but I'll briefly tell them that this young woman, at the ripe age of 13, began her social transition, and then she began her medical transition and was put on puberty blockers, which caused her to go into menopause at the at the age of 13.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And we have women of a certain age know how uncomfortable menopause is. And then she was put on cross-sex hormones, and at the age of 15, her very healthy young breasts were removed. So she comes with me to Sacramento, and it's funny, she'll text Scott Wiener as she's sitting there in the galley, and you can just see his whole body stiffen. Because, of course, they don't want to hear from people like us, Democrats. Well, I'm a Democrat, and a parent of somebody who was able to extract her daughter from the gender cult. And, of course, a young female who regrets what happens to her. So, well, yeah, they love us in Sacramento.
for all the people who don't, you know, this topic is out there, but not the pushback on the topic. It's only if you speak out, that means that you hate everybody and you hate all the LGBT people because the T is part of that. And it was interesting. We had a nice chat with Sharon Byrne, the executive director of Wolf, your friend,
yep,
here a few weeks back. And she explained to us that the T's are just spicy straights and they don't belong with the LGs and the B's. And it was like, again, another very unpopular message, but super true and really sensible.
Yeah, the T tethers themselves to the LGB, and that's a way to hide their nefariousness. And, you know, I voted for same-sex marriage. I have no problem with the LGB. I'll be, you know, direct on that. It's the T and everything that follows thereafter, which is a lot of made-up words, or made-up, you know, identities. They just keep growing. But yeah, you know, this movement is, actually targeting kids who would just grow up to be gay. If you listen to the parents who have transitioned their kids, they will always say, he always liked Barbies. He liked his pink jacket. He liked to twirl and play with sparkles. That's how we knew he was a girl. Mm. No, that's not true. He's just a boy who likes sparkles and fairy dresses, and would likely just grow up to be a homosexual man. That's it. And same with the girls.
And Aaron, you have a significant following of the gay community behind you in, you know, people like Gays Against Groomers, and their big tagline is that, you know, they're trying to trans away the gay. And, you know, it's really targeting our gay community.
There's studies on this. This isn't just, you know, anecdotally known, but there's studies. So Ken Zucker, who is the premier psychologist in this realm, did studies on young kids who thought that they were the opposite sex. And if you don't transition them, if you don't put them on puberty blockers and arrest their natural growth and brain development, 88% will go through puberty and come out being comfortable in their natal sex. So puberty is actually a remedy for gender dysphoria. And over 66% of those kids just grow up to be gay or bisexual. So there's data on this. We know this. And then the other, you know, big swatch of kids that are saying that they are trans have, of course, comorbid mental health issues. You talked about Walt Heyer. You know, Walt Heyer was sexually abused as a child. Mm-hmm. That is a very common theme with the young adults who believe that they're trans, that they have experienced some kind of trauma and they want to escape from their naturally sexed bodies so that it never happens again. It's a way of dissociating from the pain and the horror that happened to them as young people. And then, of course, we have the group of autistic kids. We had a D-Trans awareness event in Sacramento at the Capitol.
What does that mean? What is D-Trans? It means they thought they were trans and now they're going to not be?
So when we use that terminology, detransitioner, that is a person who believed that they were the opposite sex and did something medically to their body.
Ew.
So either took puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, or some kind of surgery. That's what we use the term detransitioner. There's a corollary term or another term we use called desister. And a desister is someone who believed that they were trans and then came back to being comfortable in their natal sex. So similar to my daughter, she did not medicalize. She did not harm her body in any way. And then she came back to believing or being comfortable in her female body.
And those are the people that you refer to as being socially when you say socially transitioned, that's what that means, that they just use a different name. Maybe, you know, girls cut their hair super short, you know, wear, like, more masculine clothing. Socially transitioned means you haven't done anything permanent.
Correct.
You're just kind of kind of trying it out or something.
Yes. Yes, and it's not as it is not as friendly as that trying it out, because these are steps. They're steps, and once you are on the trans train, it's really hard to get off.
It's like joining a gang.
Yeah, and you know, the whole internet and the schools and society is saying, okay, socially transitioning isn't enough. You have to go one more step, and so it's a journey. So if you're socially transitioned and you still feel sad and you still don't like life, and well, then the trans mob will say, well, that's because you're not on hormones. You need to go on hormones. And so then the person goes on hormones, and you know, they might be euphoric for 6 months, even a year. And then they'll say, well, I still feel sad and depressed and that I don't fit in. And the trans mob will say, okay, well, that's because you still have your breasts. You have to get rid of your breasts. And so there's steps that they take. And that's why autistic kids get caught up in this a lot, because the way they develop mentally is they like lists and they get special projects. So their special project could be transgender. Their special project could be dinosaurs. Their special project can be art. But if their special project is transgenderism, then they have to keep going through the next step.
Through the steps and check the list off and get the things done and do the tasks, basically, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And at the end of all of those steps, there's supposed to be this rainbow. There's supposed to be this perfect ending where all your mental health and sorrow and difficulties in life disappear. And when these kids get to that end step, they realize, my gosh, none of that has happened. I don't have a partner. I don't have a good job. I'm not happy. My whole day is spent whether I'm passing or not. And that's when they regret. And that's when the detransition comes into play. And so it can be anywhere from a year to even 7 years, even longer, for the realization of, hey, this didn't help me.
So listeners, your movie, Gender Transformation, The Untold Realities, with Chloe Cole in there, documents this very, very well. And is very beautifully done, and I encourage people to check that out. I believe they can get that through the Epic Times, correct?
That's correct, okay. And it's a cautionary tale and a true tale, even though it's dramatized of a young girl who, at the age of 16, told her her mother that she was trans, and her mother refused to socially transition her, refused to medicalize her, and the state of California took that 16-year-old from that mother under the claim of emotional abuse.
Wow.
For not transitioning.
See, I don't know if people really understand the ramifications of all that. Well, I mean, you could certainly see the end point, but we have to take a really quick break. When we come back, can you go into that a little bit more? Because we're not the only state with crazy laws like that. I mean, if your kid thinks he's Superman and wears a cape, they don't take your kid away and take him to Krypton. You know, I mean, that makes... Oh, that's right. Krypton's fake. Yeah, just crazy. We have to take a really quick break. You can find everything about our show, which is happening live today, February the 11th, 2024, the day of the Stupid Bowl. And you can find
it at...
You don't like it either. No. WeThePeopleRadio.us. Be right back.
What shall we do about them? When they move into your neighborhood, they take over but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them? Ever been lonely? Never been lied to, never had so many fears. I've been denied to, born at the end of time. Church bells chime, who always pray for the right time.
Because everybody's always born at the right time.
Yeah.
There's a little plan there. So Aaron, this whole business of the government stepping in and taking kids away from their parents, I think you have some people who think it happens all the time. Some people think it's not possible. I think you have two camps on that. What's really actually happening in California and maybe other connected states?
Well, let me just tell you my personal experience.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll talk about Abigail Martinez's. So when my daughter came out as transgender, and I did not know what I was walking into because I was a good little Democrat and only read the New York Times and only listened to lefty, you know, news programs. But the school started calling my daughter by a different name, a male name, using male pronouns. And when I called the school, and I went apoplectic on the school. I mean, no holds bar. I'm not a wallflower. And,
Because you didn't know this was all happening?
No, I didn't. And I certainly didn't think for a second that a school who had never met my daughter, because it was COVID, and she was just starting high school, would take it upon themselves to change my daughter's name and socially transition her without so much as a phone call to me.
That's kind of gutsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, again, it was a rude awakening that our schools are stepping into the shoes of parents in contradiction to our U.S. Constitution and actually California Constitution. But when that happened, a week later, the police and Child Protective Services showed up at my house. And that's because I said I wouldn't call my daughter by a male name, and how dare they change my daughter's name when they know nothing about her, first of all. Nothing. They'd never set eyes on her.
Had she ever spoken to you about this prior to...
No, because these children are coached online to keep it a secret from their parents. Well, they are told that their parents won't love them and will reject them, and that their parents are bigots and horrible human beings. And these, I mean, think about...
And they're teenagers, so they kind of think that anyway.
Yeah, but...
You know, a little bit.
Think about it. I mean, back in the day, we used to tease my brothers and sisters and say, oh, you're adopted, and you can get them in tears in like 30 seconds.
True story.
Yeah. But imagine teachers and people, you know, the whole crowd of the internet saying, your parents won't love you, your parents will
reject
you.
And they call themselves trusted adults outside of the parents. And they tell these kids that, you know, they're the ones to be trusted.
That's right. And they use the term chosen family. So if you don't like your current family, you can choose another, one who will accept whatever you say. Which is intriguing for a teenager who doesn't want a family let you do whatever you darn well please.
It's kind of amazing to me that they can make those claims without even knowing you personally.
Yes, and of course they made a mistake, right? Mm-hmm. Because I pushed back in a hard way, and what we did was we pulled her from the public school. But yes, Child Protective Services showed up at my house, and these things do happen. They happen in all the Western states. Even it just happened in Montana. If anybody wants to look up, you know, the Montana family, I think Megyn Kelly just had the interview of those two parents. They lost custody of their child in the state of Montana, which has bans against gender interventions, and that child is now in a state that allows children to mutilate their bodies. And so it happens across the nation, and that is why.
Well, when they came to your house, like, what was it? Knock, knock, knock. Oh, we've been talking to your kid online, and now we're, I mean, how did that actually go?
It was strange because, again, I actually didn't know what I know now, and I thought they were there to help me. I thought they would understand. Yeah, no. I mean, that's how naive I was. I was like, oh, hi. Yes, my daughter's struggling terribly. She thinks she's a boy. We know this isn't true. And so I had conversations with them, but I think because I do have a law degree and I must have talked my way out of it, that they never came back and did not file any kind of complaint against me. But I could have easily been like Abigail Martinez and lost custody of my child based on my refusal to call my daughter by a male name or use male pronouns. Easily.
Yeah, but if they backed off because you were an attorney,
that
says a lot there, too. I mean, for people that don't have a law degree, that don't know, you know, the right and wrong things to say, they haven't got a chance something like that.
We have the exact opposite example of that, which is what happened to Abigail Martinez. Can you fill our audience in on, you know, what happens if you don't have a law degree?
Yeah, well, and first of all, I want your listeners to understand that if CPS ever does come to your house or the police do come to your house, do not let them in and do not speak with them and hire an attorney immediately. Immediately. With Abigail Martinez, now she's an immigrant. I believe she's from Guatemala, so English is her second language. Uh-huh. So she was primed. She also was a single mom with three other children. And the state made an example of her and took her daughter, Yaley, from her, put her into foster care, and then had a court order to give this 16-year-old girl shots of testosterone. This young woman surfed couches for the next 3 years, you know, bounced from foster home to foster home because, you know, in the state of California, if you want to be a foster parent, you have to ascribe to the gender ideology. So you have to promise that you will socially transition the child or support their gender identity. So these kids don't find forever homes. They don't find loving families. They leave their loving families. Abigail Martinez was absolved of any child abuse claim, absolved of it. But it was too late because her daughter, Yaley, was in so much physical and mental pain because, remember, transitioning doesn't deal with the mental health issue.
Right.
Testosterone does not fix depression, anxiety, OCD, internalized homophobia. It doesn't fix anything. All it does is make you make women's bodies atrophy. So the uterus will atrophy. Women, like, they, when they're on testosterone, have bone pain that may never go away. So this young girl was in so much pain, she laid in front of a train and killed herself.
Oh.
And that's why the suicide rate in the trans community, at least back the last time I looked, was like 60%.
Well, those are made up figures.
Okay.
We were told
that at one point. It was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, these figures, look, they play with numbers. You can tease numbers however you want and
sure.
have them say what you want them to say. There's a number that had been floating around that 41% of kids commit suicide, and that's just a lie.
I think this was just kind of an overview. Just bottom line was it wasn't solving any problems, and it, instead of preventing suicide, was basically sort of causing it.
Yeah, well, post transition in Denmark, it's a 3.5 times higher suicide rate, and that's in Denmark, which is a very progressive, accepting country. In Sweden, it's 19%, or 19 times higher. Post transition, because again, it doesn't resolve the underlying issue. It's like, you know, taking an anorexic person and never understanding why they hate their bodies and just
putting
them on diet pills. Yes, you are fat.
How often are these kids offered alternative solutions to being unhappy and not fitting in? I mean, heck, that's been going on forever. Rather than just immediately going to puberty blockers and so forth, are they offered, you know, like psychiatric care or any kind of other types of counseling before they just jump right in the other direction?
It's extremely rare because we have a law in California that is against conversion therapy, and they throw gender identity in there. Although most, if you're a lawyer, you could read the code and understand that psychiatrists and psychologists can actually tackle the gender identity piece by looking at the underlying issues. But look, I went to 7 different mental health providers for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them wouldn't affirm.
Wow.
But we do, at our duty, if people who are listening need help, we do have therapists who will take a more nuanced position. We have, you know, what we call the Underground Railroad of psychiatrists and therapists who will, you know, explore the causality of what's going on with these kids, because that's what a therapist should do. There is no other mental or medical issue where a person can walk in and say, this is what I have, and I want this. It's very similar. Like, I have cancer, and I would like this type of chemo.
See, I guess that's where I wrestle with this is these kids and their children are self-diagnosing their issue, and the adults in the room are just saying, oh, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. And that just, it just seems very bizarre to me.
It is, and it's because they're cowards. And Katie, I want to thank you so much for doing what you're doing in Shasta and collecting signatures. And I want to say, like, this doesn't require courage. I'm tired of people saying that, you know, you need to be courageous and brave. No, you need to be moral.
Mm-hmm.
Every doctor out there took an oath to do no harm, and they know what they're doing is wrong, and they sit in silence. And that's not okay. The teachers who are going along and getting along and calling these kids wrong names and pronouns because they don't want to ruffle any feathers, they don't want to get fired. This is your moral obligation. It is everyone's moral obligation to protect the most vulnerable humans on the planet, which are children.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that. I'm happy to have the opportunity and happy to have your leadership on this and getting this going in the first place. The other thing that, you know, you've really influenced us here in Shasta County and across the state with tackling that school board policy 5145.3, you know, we better known as the secrecy policy. And I would like to go over, have you talk about that and your work on that. My husband is a school board member, the County Office of Education here in Shasta County. His very first meeting after being sworn in was kind of like a re-up or a recertification of 5145.3 to include the secrecy policy and make it even more strong and add in that us teachers can be fired for not affirming gender. So that was that extra piece in there that up to and including firing is what it said. So, and you've been fighting this, and we really appreciate that. We've been able to get it passed, that school board policy passed here in Anderson, led by a school board member named Jackie here in our county. And yeah, so we've really been looking up to you on those things. So let's talk about that too. I think it was Chino that started it.
Yeah, so you guys I love that Anderson passed this. So let's kind of regroup on this. And this is why the ballot initiative is so important at protectkidsca.com, because that ballot initiative, if we get it on the ballot, would actually require schools to notify parents when their child is struggling with gender identity issues. So that would change our entire state in one fell swoop. But back last year, I wrote, I don't know, six bills to try to get authorship in Sacramento, because we've been playing this defense game in the state for a long time and not being very successful. So I decided I'm going to write some bills. And one of the bills was a parental notification bill. And Billis Saley, who is a freshman or was a freshman assembly member out of Riverside, decided to author that bill, which simply said, when a child is asking to be called a different name or pronoun at school or treated as a different sex, to notify the parents. That's it. It was so simple.
Which kind of makes sense, because if they were eating paste, they used to call your mom. You know,
you have to sign a permission slip for Aspen, a class trip, for getting a ride home from a, during an emergency. You sign all these papers at the beginning of school, but they're going to let a school keep a secret about a child's gender dysphoria, which is a mental health issue. That we're going to keep that secret. Everybody else is going to know, because everyone else in the school knows. The janitor knows, the substitute teacher, the volunteer parent, everyone knows, but mom and dad, the people who need to keep this child safe and need to understand that their child is suffering.
Well, the crazy part is how could there not be problems at home when the kid is basically, we were taught a long time ago, if an adult comes to you and says, let's keep this secret between us, something bad was happening. I think that was the beginning of keeping kids, wising kids up to intervention from like bad grown-ups. And so now we're doing that as an institution, telling kids to basically keep stuff secret. Sorry, we have to take a really quick break. We don't have to take a quick break. She's waving her arms. Something's happening. Okay, we're not taking a break. We're continuing to talk. Okay, that was fun.
Oh, well, I got a question.
I love live radio. Okay, go on. Oh! Something bad just happened.
Is everybody okay?
No, don't go out there.
Don't go out there.
Hold on.
Come back. Don't go out there.
Keep talking, Aaron.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope everybody's safe. But, so the school notification.
Excuse me, dear listeners. We are taking a few minutes break. We have issues, inconvenience. We'll be right back shortly.
Oh, my goodness.
Baby did a bad, bad thing. 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 You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two?
Well, there you have it. A brief unscheduled interruption. Giant rock through the window.
Your basic
enormous rock through the window. It's not really that enormous, but it seemed enormous.
Sorry, I screamed.
It bashed through some very thick glass. But I always pull the curtain on the front window because the glare is too bad, so it's kind of a cheap...
We're thanking God for the curtain right
now.
Yeah,
it's just sort of a shade, but, you know, you got to love the shade. And firearms, you know, firearms are good. Another advertisement for the Second Amendment and concealed weapons permits. Good Lord.
Yeah, that was funny.
Speaking of that, so Aaron, you just went to a...
Back up just a teensy bit.
Oh,
there we go.
Aaron, you just went to a... A gun show recently.
Oh yeah, I heard
which was kind of funny.
So
because,
timely. Why don't
you know,
tell us
you
about
found
that?
your Democrat self in a gun show.
Oh my gosh! Because see, this is it's so funny the position that I'm in because I do work with very lefty people like Sharon Wolf. And,
yeah, but see, Sharon wasn't lefty when she was on with us. She even laughed when I played the song I'm probably going to play at the end of the hour. Like. She's super fun.
She's awesome.
I was shocked.
She's awesome.
Like
she's awesome.
Women's Liberation Front. I'm thinking, oh man, I'm so out of my depth. But no, we're turf.
Well, that's what all of this is. The comedy behind it,
and
actually, the silver lining, because really the left and the right, the regular folks like us, the voters, the people who have families and. Want to live normal lives, we have probably 80% in common, if not more than that.
Yeah.
We really do share so many of the same values. It's the extreme left that are, you know, just insane. And then the extreme right, who may also, you know, have a little bit of nuttiness in them. But the most of us are right there smack in the middle. And we have been siloed and told that the other is an enemy and that we should never talk and that we will never understand each other. Really, like, you know, the Super Bowl today, you are either for this team or for this team,
yeah.
Or the other team. And it's, so I work with everyone. There is no one that I really won't talk with from either side because together we are strong. And again, look, women who are lesbians, they know what a woman is. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
They want their sports.
Yep.
They want their safe spaces. They don't want women who are men who claim that they're women in their changing rooms, just like the right doesn't want it either. But, yes, I went to a gun show, which was kind of hilarious, because I'm not a pro-gun type of person. But... again, I learned a lot from the people that are there. Again, kindness, what they believe in. And I would say 99% of the people that I interacted with signed the petition.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Of course it does. It totally makes sense.
Because they're about rights. What a great idea.
And so are the Democrats signing this, too.
Yes.
So, you know, the Democrats in power... are not paying attention. They're missing the story here that Californians as a whole are against boys playing on girls' sports teams. California as a whole are against, you know, perceived sex changes on children. They're not paying attention. They're listening to the loudest people in the room, which are people who don't have kids, have all the time in the world and are funded to the tune of millions and millions of dollars, and they are paid to go to Sacramento and lobby. Planned Parenthood, you know, gives out the most cross-sex hormones in our entire country. They go to every hearing in Sacramento and push this garbage.
Yeah.
We need our people to start showing up.
Well, the thing is, I think sometimes people don't know how to fight it. And I told this on the show with Sharon, too, but it's really important. It's on our transgender page that we now have on the website. But honestly, you know, all this gender thing, they somehow over time, you know, really slow. That's how this stuff always happens, slowly. And they started kind of tricking us into the idea that the words gender and sex were synonymous words. And so on our forms that we used to fill out when I was a kid, it always said sex, M or F. And then suddenly it started to say gender, M or F. And it was like, well, who cares? You know, I guess so what do you assume? Means the same thing. But when you look at the dictionary definition, they don't mean the same thing. And the debate ends. You know, there's 75 genders goes away when you bring it back to, yes, but there are only two sexes. It's like,
hey,
game over.
Right. And this has been going on. I tracked it to 1999, was the first law that changed, that interchanged sex and gender, and they did it incrementally. You're right.
Yep.
They do it with these small little bites where nobody's paying attention.
And people don't know how to fight it. Like, you know, when somebody comes at you and says there's multiple genders and you go, well, that's ridiculous. But you're out of ideas at that point. Like, you're out of ammo. Right there.
I have ideas. So I'll and I know Katie has them too. But first and foremost, it's so simple. Download the petition at protectkidsca.com
and sign it
and send it in. It costs less than a dollar and it takes 1 minute to do that. So that would be first and foremost, and collect signatures. Hey, there's a Super Bowl party going on today. Bring that petition with you. I guarantee you, you'll come out of that party. Whether you're with lefties or righties, you'll come out of that party with every adult in that room signing that petition. Those are really easy things to do. People can reach out to me at info@protectkidsca.com. I have a call to action email that I send out to people. It only goes in one direction. It is really simple to follow. It will say something along the lines of, hey, there's this really bad bill, AB 957, call this number and say these three things, and that's it. You can do it after hours if you're afraid to talk on the phone, or send an email to this person and write this. It's really simple. So people who feel that they are not able to do anything, yes, they can. Everyone can and must. They can donate to protectkidsca.com so that we can, you know, get copies made for these petitions. Everything goes back to the movement. There isn't anyone out there listening who can't do something, and they must.
Yeah, because this is when you can perpetrate a fraud this vast, what's next? I mean, that's kind of the thing. And when we're at a point now where you can, because we've silenced people, right? So that's the initial thing is, you know, if you oppose this stuff that seems bizarre and fake, then you hate everybody. You hate lesbians. You hate gay men. You just want people to be controlled. And it's like, no, wait. Then the wheels come off. That's what I guess. That's why I really enjoyed talking to Walt Heyer. You know, his grandma dressed him as a girl when he was 4 years old. It was their secret, and she would make him party dresses, and she wasn't nice to him unless he was dressed like a girl. So it's not exactly, you know, a mystery that when he grew up, he thought people would like him more if he was a girl. And you wonder, like, how much of that's going on? And hell, that was years ago. He's like in his 80s right now.
About this for 1 second. If you tell a child, yes, you are trans, what you're actually telling the child is you were born wrong. Everything about you is wrong. From the way your hair grows, to the way you move, the way you talk, the way you sit, the things you like, your hair cut, your genitals, everything about you is wrong. That's what a transgender child is. Someone who's being told that they are wrong. So when we talk about it being a hateful movement, how hateful is that? So, you know, the names and stuff, I take them as a badge of honor. Because, first of all, you know that you're winning the argument when they devolve into the name-calling. You're a bigot. You're a homophobe. You're a transphobe. You just won that argument because that's all they have.
That's it. That's
yeah, like when they throw a giant rock through the front window of the studio while you're talking about it. Hey, guess what? We're gonna keep doing more shows on this.
Well, sorry, Carl.
Yeah, ruh-roh.
But think about this for a second. What cowards they are.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They are cowards. They threw a rock through your window to stop a truthful conversation. And so they know that they are in the wrong. Look, I've had Antifa. I'm 5'4". I'm over 50. I've had Antifa guy one by myself. He must have been six something, standing in front of me, just dropping F-bombs at me. You know, and I said, oh, it's so nice to meet you. And would you mind can I get a picture with you? And then he put his face mask up and rode his little bike away. In terror. Sorry. It's in terror. Yeah. They walk out the back door when I arrive. Again, I'm 5'4". I go to you know, their trans talks, and they see me there with my sign. I do a little.
Is trans talks the people who like the trans thing?
Well, like when they're, you know, they'll have like a talk for kids, vulnerable kids, and I'll show up, and there'll be a man in a micro mini dressed up talking about, you know, how great it is to be trans in front of 10-year-olds, and I'll go. And then I'll stand out front like a billboard Chris move, and I'll have my billboard, and I'll stand there, and they all go out the back door. They're scared of me.
Yeah.
You have to remember that.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, you hit that one on the head, Katie. Yeah, the truth is an interesting thing.
You know, I actually had it on my list to talk about Billboard Chris. I got to meet him when I went to Philadelphia to the Moms for Liberty summit up there, and it was just amazing to see a man, a father, who has gone across this entire country, taken on as much abuse as he's taken on. And he's really been an amazing force to get the word out there and show up where they are and be that opposing force and protecting kids. And it's pretty cool that he's partnered with us on this initiative and you've gotten him to come to the Capitol a couple of times, right? Or LA or something?
Yeah. So Chris is great. And I'm going to say this, my gosh, Moms for Liberty, you know, are doing a great job. And the moms are doing a great job. Where are the dads?
Yeah.
Where are the men?
I think they're just not sure what to do. It seems like everything they do is wrong. They're like the reason for everything, right? They're the colonizers, they're the oppressors, they're the patriarchs. It's like, I don't know, I think what we told men was go hide, which is a terrible message.
So let's officially tell them
to stop hiding. Yeah.
No, we need them out there. We need everyone out there. If you have a mother, you were born of a mother, you have a sister, you have a daughter, you have a granddaughter, just think about your daughters to go to college, and they could have as their roommate a person with a penis. And if their daughters complain, they will be brought up on discrimination. Where are the men protecting their daughters? And in California, so this is crazy. Think about this for a second. We have and this, of course, is Scott Wiener, my nemesis. He passed a bill that in a long-term care facility for elderly people, or let's say you're recovering from a heart attack, your roommate, woman, grandmother, could be a male who thinks that he is a female. Your roommate. So you may be incapacitated, unable to get out of your bed, and you have a male sharing your room. You may have a male nurse bathing you, even though you're asking for a female. Think about being 80, 90 years old and having to deal with this. So everyone needs to do something. The excuses fall on deaf ears. I've been doing this for 4 years, nonstop, no pay, spending my own money, and to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars.
Hold that thought, and we're going to come back with you for the next hour. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.